Patrick J. Wright. He's the director of the Mackinac Center for Legal Foundation. It's a Michigan-based public interest law firm. Patrick, how are you?
Morning, Tony.
And thanks so much for coming on the program. Patrick actually is out in the great northwest, if you will. So it's about 5:20 in the morning. Patrick, I hope you have your coffee. Thanks so much.
Oh, not a problem.
Patrick recently wrote a piece for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and it really caught my eye. Can public school districts require parents to buy necessary school supplies? He writes, all around the state, parents of public school children are engaged in an end-of-summer ritual, scouring the stores for school supplies. Many parents feel they are required to, but they are wrong. Explain that, Patrick.
Well, it turns out Michigan's Constitution has a provision that calls for free public education. In 1970, the Michigan Supreme Court interpreted that provision to mean that public schools are to provide free mandatory school supplies. If the school supply is necessary for the students for a required or elective coursework, then the school district has a responsibility to provide that item.
Well, there are many public school districts around the state, including the one that my kids are in, where we got lists for each grade. We went out, and I think my wife said she spent about $70-plus dollars on these school supplies. You mean we didn't have to do that?
That's correct, and that's the reason that we were trying to bring this to people's attention. Some of those lists may contain a hint that these are suggested or items, but what we really want is just the districts to clarify to parents like yourself and like myself. I just finished my school shopping before I found out about this, that they don't have to do this, that if it wants to be a voluntary act, and some people like school shopping, feel that it's a way to get the kids engaged back, getting ready and so forth, but I don't like it where the parents perhaps are being misled as to what their duties and responsibilities are.
Well, you know, this is a costly deal now, because take the pens and the markers and paper and all that stuff out of it. We bought paper towels. We bought sanitary wipes that are for disinfecting. I mean, we bought a lot of stuff that we normally wouldn't buy.
Correct, and that was one of the, we were starting to hear some stories from people after we put this out, and that is some of the things, is that these lists are growing longer and longer each year. And, this is something that the districts should be aware of. The Department of Education has two memos out there. One of them is a 14-page guidance document. It's very specific as to what items the districts are supposed to provide regarding school supply list, and some of the stuff they list is on the top of every list for a kindergartner through fifth grader. You're going to see pencils, markers, glue sticks. All this stuff is right in this document, so there is no real clear explanation as to why anybody would get this wrong.
Well, we wonder how the schools would take the loss if they had to pay for these items, because, as you know, they're scrimping as it is. What do you think would happen if they had to pay for all these supplies?
Well, they do have to pay for all these supplies. It's not if they would have to. They do. It's the Constitution. It's a 40-year-old case. This is a clear duty on their part. And what will happen is they're going to have to prioritize correctly, and that is when they have a fixed permanent cost, a constitutional cost, they'll have to write that into their budgets first, and then they can start doing their other negotiations. You know, most of the other costs for a district go into salaries and benefits, and they'd probably have to make an adjustment as to how much they can give in those situations.
All right. Now, if some parents say, hey, okay, we understand what's going on here and refuse, what would happen?
Well, I imagine that the district, some districts say that they're prepared for that. One of the districts that we called was St. Clair High School and out of the East China School District, and there they said all their parents knew that they didn't have to provide these supplies, although they did change their website after we talked to them to make it quite a bit more clear. So some districts may be prepared, some might not, but they would have to provide what's necessary. Those lists you just gave, are sani wipes really necessary? I doubt it. I don't think your kid is not going to have a full and enriched educational experience if they don't have those. So I imagine they'll get what they need, which is probably pencils and paper and maybe some arts and crafts stuff. I mean, these are things we're obviously talking about for younger kids. The older kids may have a need for scientific calculators and things of that nature. So
we're talking with Patrick J. Wright, who's the director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, a Michigan-based public interest law firm. We've been talking about the fact that public school districts that require parents to buy those school supplies are out of line. There is a state law that says that we do not have to buy those items. Now, I can imagine, Patrick, you mentioned to me that you've been talking with radio stations from around the country, including Buffalo, New York. I imagine there's going to be a lot of feedback about that, especially from here in the state of Michigan.
I would think so. I mean, we obviously found out about this right in the middle of school shopping season, and it's one of the reasons why we thought we would go out and tell parents, because while the districts are hurting, there's a lot of people in Michigan that are too, that are also right now. There's a lot of parents that are out there that, you said your shopping list cost $70. We took a couple of shopping lists from a school we found. We sent somebody to the Lake Lansing Myers and had them go at it. And, we were running in the 60s to 70s most of the time with the list that we found. So these are expenses that are for parents, too, and there's a lot of people, given the state of the economy, that just can't afford this right now.
Patrick, I'm going to tweet and Facebook the link to that, and you can find this story. Back to school days, can public school districts require parents to buy necessary school supplies? That's at mackinaw.org. Patrick, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks for having me.